Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, everyone.
Time to put on your straitjacket.
What's that?
Because your star is a crazy person.
Things about to get crazy!
This is crazy. You're crazy!
This is crazy! You're mental!
Nuh-uh. I'll show you crazy.
These guys are crazy.
You did today
on the radio?
It's insane.
They're nice.
I'm a big fan of you guys. I listen to you all the time.
The host is an idiot.
There's no judgment.
And by the way, what is our host?
What is it?
Showtime.
It's showtime. Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our executive producer, Morty. It is Thursday, 6:08. Carla, show number 1,960.
Ding, 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 ding. Yep.
Let the parade begin.
Yep. Almost, huh?
The countdown starts. 40 more to go. And that incredible number of 2,000.
Yes. Yes, that's
Nobody
right.
Nobody thought it would be possible.
Yes, and then they renew our contract and they throw the confetti and then,
yes.
Woo!
Yeah. Big reveal party.
A big reveal party. Yeah.
I want to thank you right off the bat. I want to thank you. We're all knighted up.
Yes, we are.
For game three tonight, 5 o'clock, they drop the puck, VGK, Dallas. And thank you so much for the new Vegas Golden Knights shirt.
You're welcome. It's kind of a fluky thing, but it sure worked out nicely for you,
didn't it? It really did, man.
I know.
It doesn't say VGK or anything.
No, it's really cool. Just their colors.
Yeah.
And the shape of the state of Nevada. It's really a cool shirt. I really like that.
You know what? I got to be honest. I would never have bought this shirt.
Yeah. I got a shirt as a gift because I bought something from this company.
Yeah.
What is it called?
702
Store, I believe it is, or Store 702. Yeah, 702 Store. And anytime you buy something, they just seem to send you something, whether it's stickers or you know, something. I got a beanie from another one. I gave it to Morty, a VGK beanie.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I got nothing for myself, but, you know, just everything for everybody else.
You have more VGK things than even John Schaefer.
I have a bunch of them, and then I have, like, four that I like.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't like that one.
Yeah, for those that don't know, she's always fashionable. It goes with the glasses she's wearing and the shorts and shoes and everything else.
You don't know what my morning are like. Does this match? Does that? I can't leave.
Get up at 1 o'clock in the morning and
to get ready.
Have your people come over. And
yes, try those on, would you, James? Thank you.
Plenty of sunshine today. Gonna be nice today and tomorrow and right through the weekend. High today in the mid 80s, low to mid 90s tomorrow, and then low 100s by the weekend. Only 63 now. Feels good.
Yeah, it does.
All right, let's do it.
All right, are we ready? It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, according to a new poll that was put out, a lot of people think that Marvel should continue with the Black Panther franchise, but with another character taking over the title role. I don't know about this, but okay. I know it's a great franchise. I know.
People want his sister in the movie to take over the role.
Which
would be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would be kind of cool. Yeah, but wow.
But didn't we talk about this and think of a plot like maybe he had a child that he didn't know about?
Right, Little Panther.
Yeah, Little Black Panther.
Yeah, little Black Kitten Panther.
Yeah.
That could be.
The problem with these movies is if you stray too far off from the original comics.
I know, then people.
People freak out.
Oh, yeah. people will boycott.
Okay.
So
God forbid, we don't want that.
No. It has to be an existing, character.
Oh, okay.
And something true to the story and the characters.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. We'll see if that happens. I'll bet it does. AMC announced they are ending Walking Dead after the upcoming 11th season. Now, it'll take a while because they're going to do that thing where they split the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ending in 2022. So you still got a couple years. And then there are two more spinoffs coming out. So, there you go. So they're ending it, not really, but sort of. But in 2 years, they're ending it. So, not to mention, we're pretty much living The Walking Dead this year. So
Why do I have to watch it?
Yeah, what does it even matter? This was kind of upsetting. 84-year-old Yuko Agasawara is her name. She lives in Tokyo. Now, she's the world's oldest porn star.
Oh.
She says it's been very rough during the pandemic because she hasn't been able to do a movie since last fall now.
Good
so nothing's come up. But she says she's ready, you know, for whenever production does start up again.
And how old is she?
Okay, 84, Morty. I had to look her up. It's kind of hard to look her up here at work, but yeah, it's, wow.
Carla just got this major award. Now why is she looking up porn stars?
Well, I had to see. I wanted to see if I could get anything else, you know, that she may have said.
I
just
it.
Got the short version, but.
But you found it.
I did.
Good.
Yes,
so you can find that, but we can't get into her Gmail.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I know. Exactly. I could have watched Office with Salaried Men and Office Women.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's sure. Why not?
Okay.
So that was one of her big ones, by the way. So hopefully she'll be back at work before she turns 85. And sad news. Man, Ronald Bell, the co-founder of Kool & the Gang, passed away yesterday. 68 years old. That is pretty darn young. Brother of Robert Kool Bell, of course, namesake. He helped write some of the biggest songs. Yeah, listen to these. Jungle Boogie. Jungle Boogie. Oh, yes, it's Lady Night. It's a celebration. Oh, please. Celebration, probably one of the best hit the dance floor songs of all time. It's not a wedding until that song plays.
Exactly.
That is my take for now, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Every once in a while, and it happens more often than not, Carla, I see these stories and I think about you and how you would react. This woman casually, there's a woman in a car casually talking about a mouse hanging in her car. And everything's fine until the mouse falls on her. Here's the audio.
Right, when there's just a mouse hanging in my car.
Oh my God. It's literally
God, I wouldn't have gotten in the car.
No.
I wouldn't have gotten in the car. No.
Here's how I imagine you reacting to it falling on you.
Jeez Louise.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Mouse falling on you in the car.
Jeez Louise.
Sell the car. Sell the car. Selling my car. Who needs a car?
The new car is done.
That's right. Who needs a car?
You don't need a car. I mean, you've heard about these things like snakes and even birds will fly into a car.
Yeah, that happened to me, too.
Didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yeah, twice that has happened to me. Yeah. Once, I literally couldn't get back in my car. I just couldn't do it because it went under the console and wouldn't come out. Yes!
Jeez Louise!
I had to call animal control. They're like, we don't really do that. I said, you have to. You have to come get this bird.
And Morty, Carla's outside the car like 5 feet away.
Yes!
Trying to point where it's at.
See,
and
see it underneath. It's there. It's there. Trust me, it's there.
And all of a sudden, the bird started flying around.
Jeez Louise!
Moved in, brought all his friends.
Yes, exactly. Now this car's our home now.
Oh, boy. All right, we have a Blu-ray DVD package to give away. The movie 1917.
Oh, good one.
That also includes a digital download.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to throw in a Papa John's pizza.
Excellent.
So we're going to do that here in just a couple of minutes. We haven't done it in a while, but being Thursday, we're doing an early version of
Thespian Opera Theater.
We'll do that here in about 5-6 minutes from now.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds? Get ready to say it and win. We're going to do that 8:40, a little bit later on this morning. Details, of course, tap the free KKLZ app or go to our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. 6:36, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up. We have this Blu-ray DVD package of the movie 1917.
Yeah.
And it includes a digital download. Plus, we'll throw in a Papa John's pizza. And we haven't done this for everybody up early this morning.
Right.
We haven't done it in a while.
Exactly.
But it's another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
Flying high, we never took the time to stop and feel the need. funny how those years go by, changing you, changing me.
I remember love's fever
in our hearts, girl, and in our minds. Very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
There you go. All you have to do is identify by title from those lyrics the name of that song and be the ninth caller at 702-739-9636 with the correct answer.
Okay.
And you're a winner. Here it is one more time.
Flying high, we never took the time to stop and feel the need.
Funny how those years go by, changing you, changing me.
I remember love's fever
in our hearts, girl, and in our minds. I got to be honest, if I heard this, I would have no freaking clue.
Well, you can give a clue if you'd like. We you know, we talked about Kool and the Gang earlier.
Okay.
Right?
702-739-9636. The Blu-ray DVD package, the movie 1917, and a Papa John's pizza. Ninth caller with the correct answer, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Well, let's try this again. Heather's okay. On the phone. Heather, can you identify the song by title?
Probably not, but let's see. Is it Too Hot? Too Hot, Baby?
Yes. There you go! Yes. That's the one!
Heather, congratulations.
The struggle's real.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And that's how you start off your Thursday morning.
Indeed. Thank you so much.
You got the Blu-ray DVD package, 1917, a great movie, and the digital download as well, plus a Papa John's pizza. Thank you to our good friend, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, for the movie. The entire prize package, courtesy of the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So, Heather, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. Enjoy the movie, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
Got a chance to play Say It and Win a little bit later on this morning at about 8:40. Details coming up on that in just a few. 7:10, Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Thursday morning, put it on your calendar, September 26th. You can join the Susan G. Komen's virtual More Than Pink Walk on that Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can join Team Mike and Carla. Form your own team, or if you can't do it, don't want to do it, just make a donation.
Yeah.
All the info, tap the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3kklz.com. We're all going to be wearing pink on September 26th. And we will be a major part of it. Looking forward to it, September 26th. So do that. Mm-hmm. All right. Sunshine today, going to be nice.
Nice. Sure is.
High in the mid-80s today.
Loving
low to
it.
Mid-90s tomorrow. And then triple digits by the weekend, low 100s. Only about 63 outside right now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go. Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I don't know if this is it's bad news, but good news later, I suppose. If you're looking to buy a house, the Las Vegas real estate market now the number one riskiest market in the nation, according to several analysts, including CoreLogic. It's called. They expect home prices to drop significantly by next summer. So, if you're looking to buy a house, hang on. Hang on, Morty. Hang on. The National Toy Hall of Fame, they announced 12 of their finalists for the 2020 class induction. Some of them are Jenga, mm-hmm. Light Bright, He-Man action figures. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Masters of the Universe.
Yes, that's right. Oh, I love this. Chalk. Chalk.
Chalk.
I love that. Yahtzee. Huh?
You would have thought Chalk would have been in a long time
ago. I would have thought Chalk and Yahtzee would be in already. But no, Risk, the game Risk.
Mm-hmm.
My Little Pony, there's a few of them. They generally pick about three of them.
Okay.
To put in there. I always think like the basics should be in there. Like you say, chalk.
Box.
Come on, yeah.
A box.
Yes, a ball. I think a ball is in there. I do believe ball is in there.
So they put out the possibility of what games and toys will go in.
Yes.
And then they narrow it down to two or three.
Right. They pick 12. It's like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh.
They pick them and then they pick and they take feedback and stuff like that.
Right.
So yeah, there
it's
you
all
go.
Politics.
Yes.
Even with toys.
I know. And cuffing season, it is called. That is right around the corner. It's the name for the time of year when people generally try to lock down a new relationship so they're not alone for the holidays. Well, it usually starts in November, but because of the pandemic, it's starting now. It's starting earlier. People got to start looking. They got to be careful, all of that. So if you're, you know, if you're looking for someone you want to have around for the holidays and beyond, then you better start now because you got to make sure they're safe and you got to test, you got to get swabbed and all that stuff. Okay. So good luck. Cuffing season begins now. It
Morty,
is September.
You got to find somebody.
Yeah.
It's cuffing season.
Morty's just going to wait.
Is that what you're doing now? On the computer?
24-7. 24-7.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Why do I think Morty's just waiting until next summer to buy a house?
Yeah. Priorities. Me.
Yeah. Yes, Morty. Okay. Good boy. That, you know what? It's what? Thursday?
Yeah.
Few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Let me preface this story by saying car, by any means, is not a fancy schmancy car. It's over 8 years old. It's just, you know, and I love the car.
Yeah,
it's paid off and about 75,000 miles on it. I took it in because it's a hardtop convertible.
Yeah.
And I put it down. It wouldn't go up. So I took it to the dealership.
Right. Oh,
and I got the call. It broke my heart. The guy says, listen, I got bad news. Not able to fix it because
what?
The part that's needed, they discontinued in 2017.
What?
So and we've looked everywhere, can't find it. And I'm driving home in my car. And you know how much I love it.
Yes,
I love this car.
I know you do.
I drive with the top down everywhere. That's why I bought it. I almost felt like crying because
I believe it.
Besides the fact I couldn't put the top up and down anymore.
Well, yeah.
Now what am I gonna do with it?
What do you have to throw it out?
I can't sell it. Hey, it's a hardtop convertible. Oh, it's so cool, but the top doesn't work.
Yeah, so sorry about that.
I'm like, this is great.
You gotta just throw it out.
Luckily, Morty actually found the part.
Uh-huh, okay.
So I'm gonna get it fixed and everything's fine. But the question being, how many other people have gone through this where you buy something?
Right.
And now it just lays around the house because you can't fix it.
Oh, man.
What is it?
Yeah. You grow really attached to some things, you know? You just really do. I still have my old alarm clock that's dead that I bought, you know, like $15, the first one. Then the next one I paid almost $100 for.
Didn't we talk about this last year?
We did, but I still have the old one. I don't know why.
Anybody else?
I don't know why.
702-739-9636.
Yeah.
What is that one thing you have, whether you paid a lot for it or not?
Yeah, but that just doesn't work.
And you think, I love this thing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do anything. Now
can't get it fixed, but it's so hard to get rid of it,
right?
You know, it's so hard to get rid
because
of it
because of one reason or another.
Yes,
all right. 702-739-9636. Again, driving home, I was so heartbroken.
It's a car, what?
I know. Jeez. And then I thought, well, you know what? I'll just put it down anytime I want it up. I'll take it back to the dealership.
Schedule that appointment every day.
That can't be expensive.
You guys home?
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, 702-739-9636 if you want to call or text. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. Mike and Carla Morning Show, 736. By the way, I should say also that Morty found the part for my car. Now, whether it gets fixed or whether we get the parts or not, we're still waiting.
Oh, jeez.
So we found the parts.
Oh, no.
We need to get the parts, then the car. Now, if that doesn't happen, I don't know what I'll do. I guess I'll take it out to the desert and just shoot it.
Convertible for life. Exactly. You'll have to put it down.
Yeah. Put a tarp.
Jeez. Yeah, just put plastic over it. That'll look classy, right?
So we wanted to know.
Pull the plastic up, Jody. Grab the side. I'll
be riding my bicycle everywhere. So we wanted to know how many other people have those things that you love and it's been with you forever, but you just can't get it fixed.
Yeah.
But yet you can't throw it out.
Right. Joe, it's very funny. Joe said, I have one of the, and I didn't know what he was talking about at first. one of the magic bullets, and then it hit me. They're the little blender type things. He said, but I have one of the very first ones, and it conked out about 2 years ago, and I just can't get rid of it because it's the I think they come with cups. I think they come with certain cups. He said, and it's the only cup that I like, and so those are so easy, and they're not that expensive. No, but
they're $29.99.
But yeah, buy a new one.
But there's an emotional attachment.
Well, Carrie says, I have an espresso maker that hasn't worked for years, but somebody in my family gave it to me as a wedding gift, and I just don't want to get rid of it. So it's just sitting. Well, I'm afraid if they come over, it's like, let's have an espresso.
And it would just happen like that.
Yeah.
You would finally make that big decision. I'm going to toss it. And guess who pulls through the driveway?
Exactly. Yeah. Mom's here. Oh, no. No, okay. No. Aww.
Carla, Chrissy, our good friend Chrissy is on the phone.
How are you?
Chrissy, I'm heartbroken. I'm just heartbroken.
I'm sorry. I really am. My heart goes out to you.
But it's going to get fixed, and I'm happy. But, boy, it was touch and go for a while.
Yeah. You know, I have an alarm clock that I love that I've had since high school, and I can't get rid of it.
Does it work?
It works, and my husband says, how long have you had that? I'm like, about 20 years.
Oh,
and he's like, I can't get rid of it, though.
I'm telling you, you better start looking for another one and getting used to it, because it's going to happen.
You know, we all go through that process.
Yeah.
We all go through that process. I had a stereo system.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the turntable pops, you pop the plastic cover up.
Lid. Yeah.
It had dual cassette.
Yes.
And it was a radio.
Right.
And it went from the living room, when 25 years
right.
ago,
yeah.
to the bedroom,
uh-huh.
and then to the patio,
uh-huh.
and then to the garage,
right.
as the years went on. And then Jody finally goes, I think this thing has had it. I said, I can rewire it or something.
Uh-huh. I still have that, by the way.
Get rid of it. I'm the alarm clock.
Yeah.
It's up at 5:30 every day.
I'm mentally...
Okay. Now, I got a question for you, Carla.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think she got blown up in a car?
See how things quickly...
Days of our lives. I don't know what to make of that, Chrissy. I don't.
You know.
I'm so heartbroken at all the comings and goings on that show right now. So
I know.
I don't, because I don't think anyone's ever really blown up. You know,
nobody ever leaves.
No.
But they're coming back. That's the thing. The only person that's not coming back. Is hope.
Carla has so many other things going on. She can't even handle Days of Our Lives right now.
No, I can't. I'm so bummed every time I turn it on and watch it. And I'm so bummed that Hope's leaving. She's been on since my childhood.
Chrissy, Carla's still trying to recover from falling.
Yes, I am,
in
Chrissy.
In the lobby, if you've not seen the video. But anyway. All right, Chrissy, have a great day.
Thanks, girl.
Have a good weekend if I don't talk to you guys.
Couple of follow-up texts from people talking about those things that you have that are broke and you just can't get rid of. And you can't get them fixed either. So.
No, you cannot, Mike. Now, a couple of people said, one said, Mike, you mentioned your stereo. Carly, you say you still have yours. I still have one as well. Sounds like the one that Mike's talking about. It doesn't work. And it just sits there. It still looks so good, but I can't bring myself to get rid of it.
It does look good.
Yes. He said, I've had it for at least 25 years, and I just can't bring myself to do it. Now, somebody else mentioned, I have a turntable that I used to like to use up till recently, but I can't seem to find a needle, the stylus for it. I've even looked online. So it just basically sits there now, and I can't play albums, and I love playing albums.
Morty could probably find it. He found my part.
Morty could probably find it, I'm afraid we're going to get that part, and they're going to go, okay.
That's what I'm worried about.
Have you seen this part? Not at all what we're looking for.
We're just hoping to get it.
I know that, and then we can see.
Then
we'll
go to phase two.
Yeah, is it supposed to be plastic and glued? It's glued.
Oh, you got part 89007 news, but 006 double A, by the way.
Yeah.
So, all right, well.
It's a paperweight now. Big old paperweight.
My car's a big paperweight. Oh, boy. Eagles Hotel California.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Wake me up.
This train is off the tracks. KKLZ.
Giving you a chance to say it and win. Win money. $10 in free play from the Silverton Casino Hotel and that grand prize. family of four getaway to Kanab from the King County Office of Tourism. A little bit later on, next half hour, 8:40, we're going to do that. Details on Say It and Win in just a few. Oh, by the way, one last text.
Oh, my God.
Regarding last hour, we were talking about those old things you just can't throw away, even though you can't fix them, and they just sit there.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Kemalia said, you know, this sounds to me like spouses being described, all of these items. You love them. They look good. They've been around for years, but they're getting old, and they just sit there, and you can't do much with them anymore.
Can't find the new parts.
Yes, that's right. I got nowhere to plug it in anymore. It just doesn't work.
You know, he went from the living room to the bedroom to the patio to the garage.
Yeah, and he won't go anywhere now. He just sits there.
I can't do anything with it.
So true,
that's
man.
A great analogy. Plenty of sunshine today. Going to be nice. High in the mid-80s. Low to mid-90s tomorrow, and then low 100s by the weekend. 66 now. Let's do it. Some more entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
And Big Mike has a Commodore 64. We all saw that and went, what? Okay.
Bless your heart.
Listen, kids are going to eat this up. Olaf from Frozen getting his own origin story, like his prequel, where he came from, his life, all of that. It's called Once Upon a Snowman. It is going to hit Disney Plus October 23rd. Still a ways off, but kids will love that. I will love that, actually. I love the Olaf. I love him. Mm-hmm. Carol Baskin, of course, on Dancing with the Stars. Her first dance will be to Eye of the Tiger. Oh,
stop it.
No, I'm not kidding. It will be.
Really?
It absolutely will be. Yes. Yes, it
dun,
will be.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Dun,
oh,
dun,
God.
Dun.
Well, and Joe Exotic. We talked about this last week. He had underwear that he was selling from prison. Has his picture on the crotch.
Uh-huh.
Sold out. Sold out.
Wow.
It's sold out. Yeah.
Well, you know what? We knew that. We knew people were going to buy it.
I'm surprised he didn't make more. Made $50,000 in just a few hours. So, all gone. All gone. Picture is Joe Exotic on your crotch. That's, honey. Oh, I got a little something for you.
Can you imagine going home with a guy?
No.
And then, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you are. Oh,
yeah.
What is that?
Exactly. Pants come off. Oh, my deal breaker. Give me my bag. Give me my bag.
And, I have to go.
Yes. And my toothbrush and toothpaste. That's not staying here either.
And my lamp.
Ew.
My lamp. I'm taking my lamp.
Yes. Oh, I want my Van Halen t-shirt. Drew Barrymore says she'll never get married again. Yes. No. You know what? Do you have that?
Yes.
This is pretty funny. And because I thought about you, Mike, when she said
it. You know what? And I thought about you when she said this.
Never, never, never. I will never get married again. And I also believe people should not say the word never. And I will never, with a capital N-E-V-E-R, never get married. It's like I have two options. Cut it. This has not worked.
Okay.
Or be Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Because she says you break up, fine, you move on, but you get divorced. Oh, Lordy. That's way different, as you know, Mike O'Brien.
It's a legal nightmare.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So just if you love each other, you'll still love each other, not married. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ringo Starr, in an interview with GQ Magazine, he said the new documentary coming out in 2021, it will feature a very honest look at the Beatles' final recording sessions for Let It Be. Now, there was another documentary done, but he said it was very different from that. He said, because we actually had a blast doing it, just laughing, playing music, and it wasn't really like the original portrayed it. So he said there was a lot of joy, and I think the director will show that. He said, I think this version will be a lot more peace and loving, like we really were.
Okay,
so there you go.
Good for him.
That is my take for now, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Normally when I see these stories, Carla, I think of you, but this one I thought of Morty. A woman setting a new Guinness record by eating 10 jelly donuts in under 3 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. It's on.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
See, I knew it. There's nothing for Morty.
I've beaten that like five times.
The previous record was 6 jelly donuts in 3 minutes.
Wow.
So tomorrow morning, we can come in, set them up, and see if Morty can do it.
In 3 minutes?
3 minutes.
Yeah, oh, man, it's on.
That doesn't seem that tough.
It doesn't.
I mean, I don't know, you know.
Here's her doing it. Listen to this.
I'm so nervous.
Ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1. Let's go. Yeah, good. Faster than this, then. Let's go.
Keep going.
Come on. Yeah, good. Good work. Keep going. Yeah, good. 5 seconds left. Good work.
Was that 10? That was hard. That is so hard.
See, Morty, she says it's hard.
Yeah, that sounds so gross. I hate hearing people eat. I just hate it. It's so gross.
And there's her boyfriend, of course, her husband. I don't know who he is, but no, go.
Yeah,
you're doing good.
Come on, yeah, you got. Come on, eat faster.
10 jelly donuts, Morty.
I'm gonna on the way home stop at Dunkin' Donuts.
No,
and get
bring them here.
Yeah, bring them in.
Yeah.
so we can all partake in the chewing and the sloshing. But yeah, yes, yes.
I'll do it tomorrow again.
Yeah, bring them here
again.
Time it will.
You're going to practice today and then do it officially tomorrow.
That's for dinner. Jeez. Come on, dude. That's
all right.
Not,
I'm fueled by donuts. Do people not realize this?
Oh, my gosh. That's too fun. We should do it. See if he can
I'll
do it.
I'll even put hot sauce on
it. Should be a fun. Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about those. Oh, man, that sounds
all right.
Good.
We'll bring the table in and set them up and see if he can mow them down.
I'll do it. We'll get it on camera and see what Morty can shovel in.
10 jelly donuts within 3 minutes.
Could you do it?
No.
No?
No.
Faith,
regular,
Mike.
Like cake donuts, could
Believe.
You? I know you like the cake. I mean, just, you know, 10 donuts, I mean.
Cake donuts would be harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be dry. You'd have to
dry.
You got to have something to wash them down with, though. You still have
The jelly,
you know,
makes it easier.
Yeah, a little more slide down a lot.
You know what? I'm going to throw up now.
So, in case anyone was wondering.
All right, she ate 10 jelly donuts in 3 minutes. How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds?
Hey.
A round of say it and win. Caller number 9, you got to be over 21. Do it now. 702-739-9636. Oren on the phone, ready to play a round of say it and win. Oren, every time you say 96.3 KKLZ within 10 seconds, you get $10 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel and automatically qualify for the grand prize of 3-day, 2-night family getaway for 4 to Kanab, courtesy of the King County Office of Tourism. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Start the clock in 3, 2, 1. Go.
96.3 KKLZ.
How many?
5 times.
5 times.
5 times, my friend. Good job. I know it's not as easy as it seems, is it?
Yeah, running out of breath.
Oren, you got $50 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel, and we already have you in to win the grand prize from the Kane County Office of Tourism. It's that 3-day, 2-night stay up in Kanab, Utah. So hang on the line, Oren. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yes, thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Carla, a topless woman in Tennessee, was busted recently chewing on a miniature horse's mane.
Okay. All right.
On the hair of the horse.
All right. Well, okay.
Because she said the mane was made of Laffy Taffy and Airheads.
Okay. Well, she's the witch.
Well, okay,
sounds
there.
Like she's got
drugs.
Something. Yeah. Yeah. Drugs are bad.
Right. You know what? You hit the nail on the head there.
Ooh,
clearly,
wee.
The woman has other problems.
The horse is like,
Laffy Taffy. Yeah. Ow. Ow.
Oh, boy. This is, you'll love this. An artist in Japan has started hosting funerals for sex dolls. for about $800 because this person says some guys have a lot of trouble saying goodbye to their dogs.
Sure, when they pop and...
Oh. Remember when we were talking a couple of hours ago about those things that are broke that you just can't get rid of?
Yes, yeah, I guess, yeah.
In Japan.
Get rid of that, sure. Don't you just roll it up and put it in a shoebox and just
Now
toss
I just think
it?
Of Dummy.
Wow, yes, I know. It's a pretty funny show. Oh, my
He's charging
Lord.
Eight bills.
Man, Morty, you should have stayed in the business, man. Yeah. Stayed in the business.
All Maybe do, an offshoot.
All you do is hose that off and then put it into a box, right? That's all you got to do there. That's all. No embalming. No, none of that. No doing the hair and makeup. No. Well, maybe so. Maybe
major disinfecting.
Hair and makeup. Yeah. But I can't imagine a lot more than a dead body. Listen, if you're enjoying your Pop-Tarts this morning.
You know what? Like she said, air it out, put it in a box, dig a hole, and it's done.
Exactly. There you go. Who is that? Sally.
Yeah. She looks a little deflated.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you're right. You're right about that. Ooh-wee. Listen, a woman in Florida tried to hire a hitman recently to kill her husband's mistress. And she wanted it done before the 26th of this month because that is her birthday, and it was a birthday gift to herself.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, well, the hitman turned out to be an undercover cop, and she was arrested. God, come on! Can't even have my husband killed without getting in trouble for my birthday. It was my birthday wish. Birthday immunity month, huh? Oh, poor woman.
It always ends up like that.
It does.
The only people these people can find are undercover cops.
Remember the story years ago with Joni Pepperoni?
Yes.
Remember her trying to hire a hitman? Yes. Joni Pepperoni. And listen to this. Boy, hold on to your seats. Hold on to your boys. A guy in Thailand, he was just using the loo. He was just in the bathroom on his phone, by the way, when a snake... hiding in his toilet, latched onto his boys. Oh, Mike, can you play his reaction one more time?
You know what? Doesn't matter where you're from. Thailand, the U.S., South America.
Yeah. It's universal.
Play it in French, if you will.
The reaction is the same.
There we go. Can you do it in Tagalog now? Could you do that? Thank you. There we go.
Oh, my goodness.
For international listeners. And give it an Irish twist, if you would.
Doesn't matter.
He's, I don't even know if he's going to be okay. I saw the video.
Well, no, he's not going to be okay.
Well, he'll, you know.
Even physically, if he's okay, mentally, he'll never be okay. I'm not okay.
Why are we posting the video so everybody knows that I'm the guy who had his boys snipped by a snake in Thailand?
Morty is mentally scarred now.
I know he is. You know what? I have 10 donuts tomorrow morning. You'll take care of that, Morty. You'll be good.
He'll never go pee-pee again.
No, he will not. Well, don't sit to pee, guys, okay? Stand up to pee.
Is that moral of the story?
That's the moral of the story. I may do the same. I may stand to pee now, too. Exactly.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. A 20-year-old college student in Vermont. Now, he went away to college, but they sent him home. You know what? It just didn't happen. So he's been quarantining with his grandparents this summer. And you know what? He wanted to build a roller coaster in their backyard. He's a civil engineering student, but, you know, he's early on. He's like, I've never really built anything. Mm-hmm. And it's something you talk about as a kid. His grandfather said, will you do it for me?
So it actually really started when I was 8 or 9 years old, and I always wanted to build a roller coaster. I asked my grandpa, and then he's like, will you build it for me? And I said, sure.
He did everything all himself. It was very exciting, probably more exciting than I anticipated.
It was crazy. I was a little nervous. I knew it was going to be fun for him and fun for everyone to watch. watch him do it.
It's very, very cool. We will post the video. But, yep, his 83-year-old grandfather was the very first one to ride this roller coaster. It is really cool, man.
You know, it's sad that I don't have that type of thing where I could build stuff.
Because
I think my grandson and I have that relationship.
Right.
Whereas he gets older. But I will tell you this. Maybe he will.
Yeah.
I told you I could relate to this because my dad, during the great snowstorm of 67.
In Chicago.
We built in the backyard this snow slide. That we put together all this snow and a mountain of snow that I think in like a 7-foot ladder we put in the mountain of snow. And then we did the slide that wrapped around a tree in our backyard.
Yeah.
It was a long slide.
That's cool.
You rode on your disc.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you formed it like that. And then at night, my dad, who I didn't realize at the time, was out of his mind. He was freezing. He was watering it down.
Yeah, it was speed. Like, yeah, I was going to say it was like that turn in a luge, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, where you go to the side and that's cool.
One of the coolest things that my dad and I ever did together, and I still remember it to this day.
With a bank turn?
Yes.
That's sweet. Nice.
Then, of course, if you got up with a bloody nose or something, just take it off.
Whatever.
Don't tell mom.
Come on, Johnny Paul. Let's do it again.
That was awesome. That's awesome. That's a great story. Think of all those things that you and your grandson or your grandfather will do in a lifetime, and that's one of those things.
Yeah.
If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Call us if it's local, 702-739-9636. We'd love to hear your story. All right. Kicking off the 96-minute morning music marathon, sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Well, recapping this morning, things that you just can't let go. They're worthless. They don't do anything. Yeah, you can't find the parts to fix it.
Like Mike's car.
Yes. Well, I just got to notice.
Okay.
The parts are being processed.
Okay, good. Good, good.
So if we get the parts, then but boy, was it heartbreaking.
Oh.
Also, if you have a love doll that's dying a slow death. There is a guy in Japan that is performing funerals.
Yes, there you go.
For those dolls.
On your balloon. A balloon funeral.
Nice. And Carla had a message for guys. Be careful where you pee.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Stand and pee, guys. Stand and pee.
Jeez, good Lord. Because if you're not careful.
Yeah. Snake. It's a snake.
Python comes jumping out of the toilet. All right. Well, listen. Wendy Rush up next. She'll keep you company throughout the afternoon. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.